So tell us about this provision. What would it do? What would it have done? Give us the details about the provision itself.
Well, the provision would eliminate the FERS minimum supplement for individuals who are not subject to mandatory retirement, and it would start on January 1st, 2013. What it would do is it would, the FERS minimum supplement represents the amount the employee would have received under Social Security if they were 62 years old on the day they retired, and they're paid that, the minimum supplement, until they're age 60 and until they can begin receiving Social Security payments. And that was in the payroll tax extension that was in the House. And we thought we had a little reprieve when the Senate passed a two-month extension, and now it looks like the House is not going to pass a two-month extension. So we're sort of back to the drawing board, and from everything that I know, the House is hoping that they'll vote on a bill that puts some of these provisions back in that could include this annuity supplement as well.
I'm going to interrupt you. Back up. So the House is, the 2 month extension is not there now?
The 2 month extension passed the Senate.
Right.
The House has to vote on it tonight.
Yeah.
And Speaker Boehner indicated over the weekend that the House does not want to pass that Senate bill. So now we're going to have to wait and see what happens in the House. The Senate, Leader Reid has said he is not going to bring the senators back this year, and it's another political battle on our hands for the next 2 weeks.
Okay, so the House then would, their version, as far as we know, would in fact get rid of that FERS supplement?
Yes, it would. Starting in 2013. Now, they do have to vote on another bill, and they have indicated that the bill may look a little different, so this provision may not be in the final House bill, but we have to watch closely.
And
the other thing I want to add is that this provision, it's the Congressional Budget Office estimates that it would reduce federal spending by $1.6 billion over 10 years. That is not a lot of an offset. So it's our hope that this will come out of any version that makes it to the final.
I was going to say, for the individual employee, what is that FERS supplement worth? Do we have an average of what people get?
Well, it's what they would have gotten if they were on Social Security. So it really depends on where they were. The part that's troubling is that it makes it very difficult for an employee under the FERS system without that supplement to retire before age 62, because at that point they would only have their FERS annuity and potentially their TSP. So they're relying on this annuity supplement in order to retire before age 62.
Okay, just so we can clarify, on Friday it looked like for just a minute, a glimmer of hope that the feds who are in the FERS system could exhale. Now you're saying hold your breath for another couple of weeks. What is it that NARF is going to be doing between now and then?
We are going to work actively and fight to have this provision and the other provisions that scapegoat federal employees taken out of these bills. We are working actively with our membership. We are up on the Hill, and we're fighting to have these provisions. This is just one of the several provisions that impact federal employees taken out of this payroll tax extension bill.
We're speaking with Julie Tagan. She's the legislative director for the National Association of Active and Retired Federal Employees. So, yeah, tell us what some of the other provisions are to now still be watching out for in the Senate, in the House version.
Well, in the House version, there is another part has to do with retirement, and it has both FERS employees and CSRS employees would have to contribute 0.5% more to their retirement for the next 3 years. So it's 1.5% more over the next 3 years. It also would set up an entirely new retirement system called secure annuity employees. It's a whole new category, and that would apply to future employees and employees who have less than 5 years of service, those who aren't vested in it. And those employees would pay 10.2% of their salary to the FERS defined benefit program, and they also would base their retirement on their highest 5 years of service, not the highest three that's currently there, and they would be using a different so-called multiplier that would really reduce the benefit by about 38% on the when they go to retire from, and that's very, very troubling to us, and we're going to fight to make sure that at least there are some hearings on this, and that employees and future retirees get a say when Congress is going to make such drastic changes to the federal retirement system.
Does it strike you that a lot of feds don't realize that these provisions, particularly the one about the FERS supplement, is even there, that it's even up for consideration?
Yeah, it takes a very educated federal employee to know that these are in there, because there's so much going on in Congress, and when any piece of legislation, whether it's for reducing the federal deficit or something like this, extending the payroll tax holiday, they're using federal employee provisions to either offset what they're putting into this or to reduce the federal deficit. It's hard to keep track of it. That's why employees have to really watch what's happening all around, because these things could have a dramatic impact on their wallets in the future.